Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just an unnecessary detail about the stadium. You see the YouTube chat? I mean, it got me a plus 800 to propose to end on Warriors postgame show. What is going on, man?
Well, let's make that happen this year.
Oh, man.
Plus 800? That should be plus 5,000. There's no way he's doing it that way.
So you guys are more into the betting than I am. I don't know much. I really don't know anything about betting. And so
let's pivot back to Bonte and the proposal.
No. I want to talk about the Niners.
I'm loving the PSG, by the way.
You like that?
That's a nice thing on you.
My bad.
I spent a little too much money in the team store.
That's fine. Great. About €80, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, the fit is good on you.
All right, thank you.
So explain to me this, you guys, because when I listen to your guys' show, you guys are really on it when it comes to the gambling and whatnot.
Okay, good.
Tim Kawakami was tweeting out yesterday this morning.
Couple of degenerates. Go ahead.
That the Niners were underdogs at the beginning of the week. Yeah. Now they're favorites. It's about a 4-point swing. So again, I'm not a gambler, and I know they try to get even money on both sides. Yeah. And this, but when you hear that, what is your guys' takeaway when I tell you the Niners started as underdogs? Now with the Jimmy news and everything,
there are multiple factors, but it's mostly Jimmy. It's mostly Jimmy.
No, it's not mostly Jimmy.
I want to hear what you're saying.
It's Nathaniel Hatchett is what it is.
But is it the public?
Well, sure. So
it's the public confidence in Jimmy.
It's both. Like when you're an odds maker, when you're sitting in a room and these odds makers are doing this together, it is a combo of either the information they have and what they believe is the right spot to put a number, at least to start.
Uh-huh.
But then it's going to react based on what the public thinks and what they do, right? How much money is coming in. That's what's going to make a line move. When you see a line move that quickly before there even has really been a chance for money to flow in, that's telling you that it's kind of before that, so it's informational. There are multiple that I know a lot of 49er fans haven't probably watched Denver Bronco football yet.
Part of the Seattle game.
It's Seattle Seahawks and it's Russell Wilson.
Right. So, but here's the thing on that number. Thought going into last week was, okay, at Seattle, tons of emotion.
Yes.
And you fumbled twice inside the five.
Agreed.
We're going to give you a pass.
And you botched the ending.
Now come home for a week, Houston, and flex moment of the day. And they didn't do it. Yeah. They barely got to 17 points.
I like Texans more than the most, but I hear what you're saying.
They were trailing in the fourth quarter, and they win the game. And so part of the move was Denver looked less than stellar.
Uh-huh.
And yes, a bigger part of the move was, the 49ers suddenly went from partially development to, let's go win the game.
So this, okay. Because I'm recalibrating. So why do you disagree?
Because, yes, Jimmy's a factor, but we're also forgetting that number 85, George Kittle, is back in the lineup, who may be more important to them.
Do tight ends move the needle?
But in this offense, they barely do. But also, Denver has a lot of injuries. There's a lot of unknowns with Patrick Surtain.
Multiple factors.
Jerry Jeudy, you don't know if he's playing or not. Justin Simmons is out.
Very, very few actual individual line movers in the NFL.
Right? And quarterbacks are one.
Quarterbacks are one, and not every quarterback's the same.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers misses. I heard it's like 4 to 6 points.
Right.
Devontae misses when he was on Green Bay, it's like 2 points,
like,
1 point.
Like, let's go back to last week for the 49ers, okay? Is that line different if Kittle's playing? I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know
I don't think so. I don't think it's like, Dibs. Because, you know, what was the line going into that game?
Nine? It was like nine. I thought it was really high.
It got up to 10. It got down to 8.5. That thing was all over the place.
Is it 10.5 if George's playing?
No.
It's not going to move.
I don't think it's as much Jimmy as it is Nathaniel Hackett.
The perception.
And the fact that, Denver, they beat Houston 16-9. Their defense, by the way, is nasty. And I'll get into it during the show. Coming up, I'll tell you why I think Denver's going to win the game. It's in large part because the defense, the Niners' offensive line, has been a little bit porous.
Oh.
This game feels like a 12-11 kind of ball game. Yeah. So it's an ugly game, but the spread moved not because Jimmy G and the smoky brown eyes.
So you don't believe that.
Well, no, it's interesting because Benjamin Albright, Broncos insider, just told us they don't fear Jimmy as much as they do Trey. He goes, it's a benefit to have Jimmy because we know he can't move in the pocket. It's from a Broncos insider who's taking a lot of calls out
there. But he also gets rid of the ball faster than anyone other than Brady in the league.
And he also wins like two out of every three games.
I get what he's saying, though. What he's saying, well, no. So, okay, I fear this player. I'm an athlete. I'm a linebacker. Who do I fear more? I'm going to fear Trey more. He can do more things, and I also haven't seen it before.
I think is the biggest element.
We fear human beings. We fear the unknown.
Yeah. The fan base does.
The monster under the bed.
Right. Jimmy Garoppolo is a very, very known
commodity.
B-level quarterback.
Yeah.
Right?
And B-.
Whatever you want to call him.
He's
right?
in the B range. So, B-plus some days, A-.
Right? Yeah, so I'm going to give him a C-plus. I want to give him a C-plus.
I'm just trying to trigger Mark Erna on Friday.
Not
going to
work. Not going to work.
This guy came in with donuts.
No, those were mine. Give Kyle credit for the donuts.
Kyle,
I didn't bring donuts for anybody today.
Shout out to Trey.
Did he bring those Candlestick Chronicle beers?
Not yet.
No.
What's going on here?
I got all invited to that thing before it happened.
Oh, you did?
And then I never heard another word about it after.
Oh.
And so I want to know what went down.
It was like the wedding. You didn't hit the list.
What went down? Who ended up with some sort of an animal in a hotel room or something? Like, what happened that weekend?
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson and a tiger.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, speaking of Mike Tyson, boy, did I hear you butcher the hell out of that Phil Collins song earlier today.
Nice job. Thank you, Mark.
I mean, none of us can sing, good Lord. Hey, I mean,
Bob Meyer said to me when we walked in?
The tense was all in the wrong place. What?
I'll give you the drip as you're dropping the drip. He goes, I love B. His portfolio needs to be diversified when it comes to music.
Because he's got one lane, a fast lane.
Yes.
Well, that's okay.
We don't do stitching music.
I'm not going to music shame anymore.
You can't drive into the hood bumping Phil Collins. Nobody in the hood was bumping Phil Collins.
Yeah, that's one of the few white dudes you can't.
You cannot roll in with Susu Studio.
It's not Phil. It's that track. Or if Phil Bailey is on the track, then you can come.
Or if you come with two hearts living in just one mind. He's getting run out of town. This is a great wedding song.
Anything's a great wedding song. Everyone's wasted.
Yeah, that's
true. Spadoni, knock it off, bro.
Are you DJ or live band?
DJ.
I'm with you on DJ. What about you?
DJ.
DJ the first time, and I think it's going to be DJ the second time.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like a live band. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's risky, man.
It's got to be a good live band.
It's like drafting Trey Lance versus sticking with Jimmy, man. Like, just go with the DJ. It may not be perfect, but we, you know, go with what you know.
So my buddy Scott Igo, who Mark knows the Igo family, Foster City. Scott Igo is one of my best friends from college.
Scott's little brother tried to kill one of my friends with a baseball one time.
Scott got married in 98, and, you know, we go to the reception, and there was a big curtain, and all of a sudden he goes, you know, time to introduce our band. It was general public. Actual band.
Wow.
So it wasn't like a cover band.
That's pretty badass.
He had pulled, I mean, general public, if you're an 80s kid like we all were.
Man of resource. So
they did like
an actual band of the wedding.
Money. I mean, he's the VP at ABC, for crying out loud.
Oh, well, there you go.
Did they shut down Disneyland, too?
He produces such shows as the Oscars. So he's got My boy Scott, he pulled out general public. So that was an actual band. And it's like, oh, my God, this is an actual band. It's not like, you know, General Pubic, which is like a knockoff.
All right.
Like a knockoff band.
I already know how Mark's going to answer this question. He probably won't even answer the question, so I'm going to start with you, Dibs.
Oh, wow. That was dismissive.
Both these teams need a win, no doubt about it.
Sure.
But who on the 49ers needs this win the most? Is it Shanahan? Is it Garoppolo? Is it Kittle? Is it the defense? I think it's Shanahan.
Oh, it's Shanahan, and it's not even close. And I said this at the start of the year before Trey Lance got hurt. This is a Shanahan year. You need to figure out how to win with a young quarterback and still get this done. And well, now your young quarterback is sidelined for the year. And so now you still need to make a mountain out of this molehill. So it's all Shanahan all the time. And do me a favor, Kyle, and I know you're listening on your way to Denver, when it's third and short, or if it's fourth and short and you're at midfield, don't punt, dog. Take a chance.
Yeah.
Live on the edge.
First of all, I'm gonna in general agree with you guys, but I also think our excitement level because of the drama that has taken place the first 2 weeks is actually overstating the importance of this game. If they lose this game and come back the next week and beat the Rams on Monday night,
2-2 is
like,
fine.
It's just funny. We're fans, and so we're into it on a week-to-week basis, and every NFL game is big. But it strikes me as funny the way we never learned the lessons from even the previous year. The team was 3-5.
2-4.
Everyone wanted to kick the season out, and they're like, this is a must-win, and that's a must-win. Dibs, to borrow your damn no, it's not.
Thank you, Mark.
No, it's not.
Would you agree that the road you had to travel, the L,
and then you bounce back. No, like, it's you. Okay.
But, shout but out the Drake. Road that you, you had to travel last year, you can't tell me that second half in LA, the same thing in 2013 when they went to Seattle, when you play tough road games against Dallas, against Green Bay, it wears on
big.
You.
It's huge.
So stacking wins early when the Rams are trying to find themselves.
That's all.
The Cardinals don't have Hopkins. Seattle stinks. And then that second half schedule where you're playing Tampa and you got the Chiefs later on, you have the Saints and that tough defense.
They're all big.
You have Miami.
They're all big.
Stacking wins early, getting off to a great start, calms everything down.
I
want to see them be 3-1. It's time to get greedy.
Absolutely.
After the first four
games. They're all big, and I've watched Denver enough to where I really feel like the 49ers are just the better team. And so in the NFL, the better team doesn't always win. It's pro football. But when that's the case, you don't want to have two games out of your first three where you were the better team and you lost. So, yes, it is a monster game. I'll agree with you that Kyle is going to be the central focus because we all are welcoming Jimmy into our lives in ways that we didn't in the last couple of years. So I'll agree with the premise, but if they lose this game, it's not time to jump off a cliff.
No, it's fine. Okay. But if they lose to the Rams after losing this game, now we've got issues because even if you beat Carolina and Atlanta,
then you're just
3-3.
Right, but you're not dead.
No, but you should be 4-2 minimum. You shouldn't have lost to Chicago.
I mean,
and you did.
The seventh spot gives you a little wiggle room.
Can we also talk about? And this is just going to be our projection.
You want a home playoff game?
No, sure.
That's what it's about.
Of course I do.
Right,
of course I do.
But this is just a projection. Let's look at what we at least feel in the moment about the NFC West. Last year you had three teams bouncing around inside at 10 double-digit wins. That's not happening this year. You don't need 12 wins to win this division this year.
Oh, you're talking about the NFC West.
NFC West, right.
I don't know what to make of Arizona.
Right.
But so we'll see.
Like, they were so great in the first half of the year last year, and
agreed.
They're clearly not that
agreed
this year.
But
so
you need 11 to win the division.
And I thought higher of Seattle.
Hopkins is coming back soon for the Arizona Cardinals.
Not that
big
soon.
Game for them, for the Rams. They could stack wins early, too. Just being in first place in the NFC West before you play Arizona twice. You have that game. I think you got to stack wins. You got to win today. On Sunday, and then set up that Monday night matchup where you've won six of the last seven against the Rams.
To me, Sunday's a scary one because their D-line is nasty and your offensive line is shaky.
Yep.
B, Russell Wilson has owned you over the course of his career.
And mobile quarterbacks against this D-line.
That's the guy. Yes. I'm going to reject so far what I've seen from their defensive line. Their defense looks disappointing to me. They have
They've given up 26 points.
Right.
Shut out Seattle in the second half.
Who'd they play? They played Geno Smith, who the 49ers kept completely off the board, and he came out and looked like...
Well, Seattle kept themselves off the board.
What did Twitter say after the first half? Wow, Geno Smith is actually good. He's got quotes. I didn't write back. All of this. 49ers didn't let Geno look like that. And then last week, Davis Mills... Actually, I would say this about both of these defenses. Neither one of them has been tested
yet. Davis Mills looked good against the Niners last year.
Davis Mills can spin it.
Dude, he looked good against the Niners last year.
Davis
Mills looked good at Levi's.
He all right.
Nick Mills looked good at Levi's.
He's all right.
He's not remember gonna, that game got turned back off.
Houston's better than Chicago.
He scored nine points, Mark.
Yeah.
He scored 9 points. He held Houston to 9 points.
Yeah.
An NFL team in today's era where offenses are exploding,
they're fine.
They scored 9 points.
They're fine. They're not terrifying. I've seen at least five defenses look way better than Denver so far.
And I mean, if I want to continue to pile on why I think Denver perhaps can win this game or should win this game, the Niners rushing attack, you got Jeff Wilson Jr. and rookies, George Kittle coming back, and he's probably not 100%. And your guy, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's not going to throw the ball all over the park. This game feels like a 9-8. 12-11, bet the under. Yeah, one of those classic
10-11 2 minutes ago. Yeah, I'm feeling this.
You know what? 6-5. It's a 6-5.
What is the over under?
Giants beat the Rockies.
What's the over under in the game? What is the over under?
Let me look it up.
I thought 11-40 we were doing those picks.
We are.
Exactly. That's good balance. My bad.
That bit got put to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a pillow over that bit.
My bad. I didn't know.
Spread formation.
I was eating a Little Caesars pizza at whatever it's called.
Pizza?
Yeah, the Jiffy Lube when I was getting the oil changed yesterday, and I was watching on YouTube the interview with Michael Silver. It was really good. It was very good. It got a lot of views on YouTube. If you missed it, go on YouTube and check it out. That was really good.
Michael Silver?
It was good.
44.5. 44.5.
Oh, God.
I'll bet you right now, you're talking about the 9-8. I'll bet you right now, over under 49er points, 20.5. I'll take the over.
20.5? Yep. Is that what their team total is?
No. The game total.
You're making that up.
Well, no. I didn't even look. But you're telling me the score is going to be 9-8.
I'm telling you, bang the under.
Okay.
And I'm going to go under 1.5 touchdowns for your boy Jimmy G.
Passing touchdowns or for the 49ers?
Well, he's not going to get a rushing touchdown unless he sneaks it in, because that's all he can do.
Yeah, well, no. Any rushing touchdowns. I don't care who gets the score as long as the team does.
Yeah.
I think the Niners will go north of 20 points.
Wow, on Bovada.lv. Niners, team total points, 23.
Yeah.
Denver, 21.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, 23, 21, 44.
And the number is two now, by the way. It's gone from 1.5 to 2. The 49ers are a 2-point favorite now. So the money keeps coming in on the Niners.
I just worry about Russ running around and doing his magician crap.
So what do you guys think about this? Because this is something that Dibs and I want to get into here in a few minutes. I noticed something back-to-back with the Niners playing Seattle, followed by playing Russell Wilson the next week.
It's called scar tissue.
So granted, go back to the Richard Sherman days and mediocre receiver. That's a little bit
turkey
different.
Turkey on the 50.
But like, I got no hairs on the back of my neck standing up last week when Seattle came to town. But I do this week. And it made me realize the rivalry that we've been talking about for the last few years is not the Seahawks.
It's Russ.
It's Russ.
It's been Russ.
It's Russ. I'm way more turned up about this week than I was last week.
It's the Brett Favre thing. Because like when Brett Favre came and it was a Jet quarterback, came to Candlestick, it's like, oh, God, it's Favre again.
Yep.
And you think he's going to tear your heart out. The Viking game that me and him always reference. Who was it? Greg Lewis. Who caught the pass at the end? Glenn Coffey getting hurt. It's exactly like that. Favre is one of those guys. And now
Glenn Coffey running the ball.
He's clearly an awful human being, but
his rival now is the state of Mississippi.
Good. I mean, thankfully. But
he does jail time.
Yeah, but the point is that, yes, Brett Favre, Russell Wilson, the ball's in their hand. Get him. And the longer he extends the play, I just assume the worst thing's going to happen to the Niners.
I was jacked up last week because it was a home opener, a bounce back game for Trey Lance and the 49ers coming off that loss to Chicago, and you had Pete Carroll walking up and down the sideline. I still get geeked up about Seattle. It's a divisional game.
Seattle Rubin High School, Green County, Pete Carroll.
There you go. I was jacked up about that. This Denver game, I'm just more intrigued about what the Niners look like offensively.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't care about Russ anymore. I've already seen enough of Russ and the Let's Ride.
Well,
you saw him on Monday Night Football. Saw his TikTok Sunday.
Niners are up by
Let's ride. Broncos Nation. Let's ride.
Niners are up 4. Broncos get the ball. A minute and a half to go. You're telling me that's not going to trigger something.
I would be triggered anyway. I would be triggered anyway. No, the game's in a balance. That's what's going to trigger me. You can have Joe Flacco play a quarterback. Down 4. Niners defense on the field.
But it's different with Russ. Come on.
I mean, it could be the same.
Geno's got the rock. Russ has got the rock. It feels a little different.
Breaking news.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news. Brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Get an insight.
inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcast.
No.
Say it, Bob. Look right at Dan Dibley when you say it.
Andre Iguodala announces on his Point Forward podcast that he's re-signing with the Golden State Warriors for his 19th NBA season. Iguodala said, "I'm letting you know right now, Steph, this is the last one.
Last ride. It's the last dance, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Any contract details?
No details. Probably a one-year deal for the vet men.
is there a stipulation about coaching? Because he doesn't want to get paid to just be a player. He wants to be paid to tutor.
I said this yesterday. I don't want to hear one word from Vet Min Wadala about, oh, I'm only making $2.742839 million. Andre Iguodala, just beat it.
I'm with you on the Iggy. I like Iggy in general.
He hates Iggy, by the way.
Okay,
which is why I should call him Andre Iguodala.
He wants Iguodala.
Okay, yeah. Apologies. Yeah. But
No. You don't have to apologize to him. He's made $180 million.
I'm with you on what's called reading the room. It's like, dude, do you realize how expensive it is to go to a game with a family? Even just a couple of people. Like, you complaining about how little you're making in this society, given everything that's happened the last couple of years.
Right.
Just read the room as an older person. That's all I'm saying.
Agreed. And absolutely agreed. The guy's made, you know, damn near $200 million. He's probably going to be a Hall of Famer when all is said and done.
That's an interesting question.
Well, based on, you look at his Olympic gold medal.
And
you look at his college career.
Maybe Arizona.
Remember, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame.
In the Basketball Hall of Fame, we let everyone in anyway.
He's got four rings.
Great. Yeah.
And, you know.
Grant Hill was like, his first 7 or 8 years were incredible.
Yeah, but he got hurt.
No, I know. But, like, he was like a 7-time All-Star rookie of the year with Jay Kidd.
More decorated career at Duke.
Oh, exactly, which is why it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. So
he's better. Iggy's been better throughout the totality of his career than Robert Horry. But should a Robert Horry, for example, I'm just using him as an example. Would you guys want him in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
No, he's not a Hall of Famer.
You don't think so?
If you let Horry in, then you got to let Patrick McCaw in. Because Patrick McCaw's got...
Oh, that's...
McCaw's got, what, four
I can't
rings?
Let you do that.
McCaw's got three
Robert
rings.
Robert Horry hit big shots. He played.
He hit a big shot.
He hit a lot of big shots.
Houston Rockets.
Big shot, Lakers.
Whatever.
Come on,
he was that,
good.
Too, by the way.
He was good.
As far as hateable
nicknames. That's disrespectful.
The guy averaged about 10 points a game in his career. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Patrick McCaw, come on. He played 30 seconds.
Over under.
He's got rings.
Golf rounds.
More than you.
In a month, games played this year.
Wow.
Andre Iguodala.
The over, I would bet the golf rounds. And I mentioned this to Mark yesterday. Andre Iguodala, he stinks as a golfer. I've golfed.
Really?
I've golfed around him.
Damn,
I've
so
seen
much
him
shade.
Play. No. I'm keeping it real.
Slash one ball and he's decided he stinks.
And Andre, exactly. Andre, triple eight, 957, 957. He's terrible.
You can kind of tell.
He's terrible.
I'm not buying this.
Whatever, you don't have to buy it. I'm not selling it. I'm speaking fact. You've never seen him golf.
You saw one
slice. I've had him hit into me.
You saw one slice and you saw
I've seen him at the Accenture, at the tournament up in Tahoe.
The Century.
ACC.
What did he shoot?
He shot. He was like barely in the plus.
Because you can't shave there.
No, but that one's a, what's it called?
Yes, it's a Stapleford. It's a modified system. I know that, but we can still tell what he shot.
He was in the 50s. He barely was in the plus. He's terrible.
And I believe they pick up after double net bogey or whatever the hell it is.
You're all fired, Diz. I can't let you go.
Come on, man.
I mean, Robert Horry, if he wasn't on winning teams, who would he be? Who would he be?
I mean,
Shane Battier?
Exactly.
Who would Danny Ainge be if he wasn't on winning teams?
He would have been a Toronto Blue Jay outfielder.
Yeah, exactly.
Danny Ainge had one of the greatest plays in NCAA tournament.
Oh, what about what he did fouling Dominique Wilkins when they were up three and forcing him to shoot free throws in that 88 playoff game?
Look at you.
Yeah, when Larry Bird and him were going back and forth. It's one of the smartest plays ever.
The answer is he'd be Scott Skiles. Scotty Brooks. Shout out Mantica.
Most assists ever. In a single game, Scott Skiles.
Yeah. 29?
29 or 30?
No, 30.
Is it 30?
30, wow. Yeah.
Nobody's breaking out, huh?
We're flexing.
Yeah. We are flexing. Hey, I gotta get a cut, man. It's Friday. We get out of here. No, we're not.
You leave? You getting a cut for media day? You getting a cut for media day?
I gotta do some things, man. You know
you can't spell media day sheets without M-E, by the way. I love that. I'm gonna leave you with that.
Well, that's the same thing they say about team.
That's a four.
T.O. said on the sideline, you can't spell team without getting me the ball.
Exactly. Mark, be careful today. Hang on. I heard Scott Freeman call the show yesterday. He was on your bumper, man.
I know.
A lot of guys on your bumper, man.
You know who Andre Iguodala finished just in front of in American Century Championship last year?
Give it to me.
Josh Allen. I know we're not supposed to compare anyone to Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But he is a better golfer than Josh Allen.
He's a newer golfer than Josh Allen. He picked it up in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yep, he beat Emmitt Smith. He beat Travis Kelce. He beat Seth Curry. Take that, Dibs.
Oh, wow. Seth Curry. He's probably the fifth best Curry on the golf course.
Curries can go. All right, Ponte, go. You can leave.
I got it. Shasky could stay. You want to stay, Shasky?
I want to break down the President's Cup and how it's been hollowed out because of Liv.
It's a joke. Right. I'm not even watching
turns
it.
Turns out, no, then you can't stay.
2009, Tiger Woods.
Neil Long was just on an Old Spice commercial.
Damn,
Harding
dude.
Park.
Anyway, you guys have a good show.
So let's guys, make that happen this year.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.